Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
I do. It's actually Saturday, and we're doing...
Q&A Saturday!
That's right. Mm-hmm. On time.
And I have some answers.
Do ya?
Yeah. Do you know what the questions are?
Let's see. It was about Leviathans.
Mm-hmm.
And that, what was his name?
I don't remember,
but... Eliphaz. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what the fuck he was going on about.
Mm-hmm. To Job.
But I know he was a dick.
Yeah.
Because he was just being a dick.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so you have answers?
I do.
All right. Let's go get these answers.
Okie dokie. Okay, so I'm going to answer the question about Job's friend first, because it's real quick and easy.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
The fact of the matter is, we are in the middle of a longer conversation.
Ah.
And our interpretation is right. His friend is a dick, and he was indeed telling Job, you probably brought this shit on yourself, so stop moaning.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
But to read further into it...
Wouldn't get us too far into it.
Yeah, I need to have more of the conversation.
So we're a little befuddled by the conversation because we're only getting one part of it at the moment.
Right, and because we're only at chapter 5.
Got it.
So...
Got it. Okay.
It's a hang in there.
But it is very, like, extra poetic and, like, mm-hmm. like it's just extra.
It is extra.
And I'm like,
ugh. But it's also, I don't know if you recall one of the episodes that we did covering the shape of the Bible and where all the different books fall.
Okay.
This is one of the least important, or it's considered one of the least important books of the Bible by Jewish scholars.
Got it.
It's part of the poetics and writings.
Got it. So, okay.
And that's exactly what it is.
Sure. That makes sense.
So it's not really one of the great
It doesn't things. Hold any like laws or anything like It's just a story.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Just a story.
Exactly.
Got it.
So it's not anything that we
but
need
yet,
to worry
about. One of the more popular stories out mm-hmm. there.
Because it is the main theme of it. Once you get to it and get all the way through it, the main theme is that basically everything happens for a reason and trust in God.
Yeah, fuck that.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so that's Eliphaz.
That's the Job portion.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the next
the Leviathans?
Bit, yes.
Oh, boy.
This was fun. Okay. I went down some rabbit holes here, and I didn't even go as far as I could because...
Right,
because
Leviathans. I mean, we all have heard that term.
Rabbit
even
holes.
Even outside of the Bible.
The rabbit holes have rabbit holes
the rabbit
on
holes
this
have,
one.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So at its simplest form, Leviathan is a mythological sea serpent.
Obviously.
Okay?
Well,
we could stop
mythological,
there.
Mythological, I knew.
Sea serpent.
Sea serpent.
Okay? Okay. We could stop there if we wanted.
Sure.
Do we want?
No.
Obviously
yeah.
not.
Let's go.
Okay. So a sea serpent or a sea dragon is a type of sea monster described in various mythologies, most notably Mesopotamian, Judeo-Christian, Greek, and Norse.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So here are various examples of the Leviathan from various stories.
Okay.
Right.
Okay? Yep.
Leviathan was the one that was defeated by Yahweh. Okay?
Okay.
We haven't got there yet.
Got it.
That's a thing that happens in the Book of Psalms and the Book of Revelation.
Got it. Okay.
Is when Leviathan... Elsewise is mentioned.
Sure.
So we don't know.
I mean, every good religion needs a Leviathan to defeat by God,
sure.
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So there's Lotan, which I will get into in a minute.
I've heard that before.
He was defeated by Baal Hadad. And I hesitate to say Baal. I think it's Baal Hadad because this is not the Baal. This is Baal meaning master.
Okay.
And it specified that.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Baal Hadad.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So Lotan was defeated by Baal Hadad, who was the storm and rain god in the Canaanite and ancient Mesopotamian religions.
This is sounding like Big Trouble in Little China. I'm expecting mm-hmm. people to come in a lightning storm or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's Tiamat, whose name I utilized in a story that I never finished that now I'm like excited to get back to.
Okay.
Tiamat, who was defeated by Marduk.
Okay.
We've heard of.
Yeah.
Typhon was defeated by Zeus.
These are all Leviathans. Is mm-hmm. that correct? Okay.
Jormungandr was defeated by Thor.
Okay.
And Vritra was defeated by Indra.
Got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So these are all from that part of the world, and they all influenced each
other.
So
Leviathans are evil-ish creatures that gods like to destroy.
In the water.
In the water. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So the Leviathan of the Book of Job is a reflection of the older Canaanite Lotan. Remember, I said we get to him in a minute.
Yeah.
Who was a primeval monster defeated by the god Baal Hadad. Okay. Lotan means coiled, and he's a servant of the sea god Yam, defeated by the storm god Hadad Baal. Or
I
Baal
yam what
Hadad.
I am.
I also yam what I am, but yeah. I don't like yams.
I do.
Yams are
I
disgusting.
There's nothing better than, what's that thing I like? It's
sweet
like,
potato
oh,
pie.
Oh, yeah, it's not yam, but sweet potato. So
sweet potatoes
potato.
Are yams.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so yeah, it's a yam.
Yeah, disgusting.
A yam what a yam.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
is what you are. Okay, so that creature has a number of possible names and titles, including the fugitive serpent, the wriggling serpent, and check this one out, the mighty one with seven heads. Does the that sound familiar? Like a hydra?
Like a hydra, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so, I mean, this creature gets around. Sometimes it's a sea monster, a sea serpent, a sea dragon.
Got it.
It's a water monster.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It's the big bad in the water.
Mm-hmm. The Litani River that winds through the Bekwa Valley in Lebanon is named after Lotan, as the river was believed to be the personification of the god Lotan.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Leviathan is often an embodiment of chaos, and he threatens to eat the damned after their life.
Oh,
and
man.
In the end, of course, it is annihilated because bad always loses.
Yeah.
Christian theologians identified Leviathan with the demon of the deadly sin, envy. And I was like, hold on. Is this like the seven deadly sins? And I was like, I need to know more about those.
So are there separate demons for each sin?
Apparently there are. Huh. Yes. I did not know that.
This
is a rabbit hole we're going to have to go down someday because I was losing. Like, this is why I ran out of time and was like, hang on, I got to finish some shit up. Because I was way over on a tangent dealing with Catholic nonsense over there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So just briefly, the seven deadly sins are also known as the capital vices or cardinal sins.
Sure.
They're not directly mentioned in the Bible, which means they're not mentioned in the fucking Bible.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But they are parallel in the book of Proverbs to the seven things God is said to hate.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
So they saw that God didn't like some things and they were like, seven deadly sins, the worst ever.
Right.
We're going to capitalize on that and we are going to make t-shirts with those things on it.
As a Christian religion, we like numbers and things that sound bad.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
So according to the standard list, these are pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite depiction of these is in that movie, I think Seven.
Yeah.
Where various people are killed according to.
No, I like that movie.
That was a good movie.
It was.
What's in the box? What's in the box? It's your wife's head.
But I didn't watch it. I didn't watch that movie with like a religious fear.
No, I didn't either.
You know, so it was just a fun movie.
It was just a really great movie.
I didn't.
With that had some interesting religious stuff that I didn't know anything
about. Right. Like if anything at the time, I might have learned about religion somewhat from that movie.
Right.
You know,
like oh, there's seven deadly sins.
That's how I came to it. So
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I want to cover those someday. We'll have to work them into some Q&A. I'm not sure how and when.
Okay.
Because since they're not really mentioned in the Bible.
They're not really something that we would end up discussing unless, we go down a rabbit hole.
Right. I'm going to have to find some book or list of all of these non-biblical things that people just know.
Right. I feel like that could be a bestseller.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like there's all this shit out there. And there's some really kind of cool stories, actually.
I mean,
and interesting things.
This book that we would write would be called, this isn't in the Bible, but Christians think it is.
We should write The Idiot's Guide to What's Not in the Bible.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's like super interesting. Like, why does everybody know about the seven deadly sins?
Right.
Why? Why do we know that there are seven deadly sins?
It's not in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible. Nothing about it.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sorry, I was going on.
Nah,
okay, so back to Leviathan, okay?
Yep.
He also figures in the Hebrew Bible as a metaphor for a powerful enemy, notably Babylon. Apparently, he was mentioned in Isaiah chapter 27. But I don't really remember that.
We didn't read Isaiah.
No, we didn't. I was thinking, what was the one I was thinking?
I have no idea.
It starts with an I or an S.
Does
one
it?
Of them guys.
I mean, there's Samuel. There's
Samuel. What's the other one?
There's shit. Why am I? I'm drawing a blank now. Saul. All of a sudden, Saul.
No, it was okay. I had Isaiah in my head. I don't know why, but anyway. So apparently, when we get there, they'll mention it there too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm dumb. just know I'm dumb. Okay, so here's another rabbit hole. Ready?
I'm ready.
So Leviathan is only one of a couple of other huge, gigantic monster things.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
He's the one that lives in the sea.
But what about the Kraken? Okay? I thought there was a Kraken in the sea.
Stop. That's something else.
Oh, shit.
Okay? That's
okay.
Some other legend, legendy yeah. thing.
All right.
Okay? So, you've heard of the word behemoth?
Yes.
Okay? Behemoth is a beast from the biblical book of Job. Apparently, he's going to be mentioned later on. We haven't read him yet.
Okay.
Okay?
So, we get a Leviathan and a behemoth, huh?
They're part of, they're a team. They're part of a, not a team, but they're part of a whole. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
It's, the behemoth is a form of the primeval chaos monster created by God at the beginning of creation. He is paired with the other chaos monster, Leviathan, and according to later Jewish tradition, both would become food for the righteous at the end of time.
Hold on a second. God created chaos demons.
Yeah.
Who were horrible.
Horrible.
Things.
Huge. Horrible, huge
right,
things.
Right. And then only to eat them at the end of time for the righteous?
They're going to be food.
This is really weird.
It's childish.
It's really fucking weird.
It's childish stories.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
fairy tales and legends.
How does anybody, how could you tell somebody this and be like, yeah, and it's all true?
Right?
I mean, like, wait.
I'm so sorry.
I was good with the story right up until you said true. Hold on.
Yeah. So metaphorically, the name Behemoth has come to be used for anything that's extremely large or powerful.
Sure.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because whatever. So both of those beasts are extremely strong, unruly, and untamable in nature.
Mm.
We've also got Aziz.
Aziz, huh?
Yeah. He's a bird. Okay, so we've got the behemoth, which is the huge land monster on Earth.
Ah.
We've got Leviathan of the sea.
Okay.
And then we've got the Ziz of the sky.
This is really starting to sound more like...
Native American early stories.
Well, I was going to go with like Greek mythology.
And Greek mythology, which is also very similar. Yeah.
Than like Yahweh, God, stuff.
So you can see how I went into rabbit holes of rabbit holes, right?
Right, yeah.
This is ridiculous. But let's talk about the Ziz just a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about a Ziz.
He's been compared to a phoenix.
Okay.
A phoenix is a bird that burns itself up and then rises from its own ashes anew.
Right.
Okay. The Ziz is a giant griffin-like bird in Jewish mythology, said to be large enough to be able to block out the sun with its wingspan.
Damn.
Like Leviathan, so is Ziz a delicacy to be served to the pious at the end of time to compensate them for the privations which abstaining from the unclean fowls imposed upon them.
Okay.
Because you know how you can only eat certain animals and the rest are unclean?
People suffered.
That's a hardship.
That's okay.
That's a hardship. So someday you'll get to eat the Ziz and that'll make up for it.
Yay?
Sure.
Okay,
and in the book of Enoch, which is not in the Bible that we're reading.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's one of those other extras that we'll get to.
Other extras, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So in the book of Enoch, chapter 60.
Okay.
There's a verse that says, "And on that day were two monsters parted, a female monster named Leviathan to dwell in the abysses of the ocean over the fountains of the waters. But the male is named Behemoth, who occupied with his breast a waste wilderness named Duodane," which means east of Eden.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's interesting.
So that happened.
There's a lot of references to east of Eden. So
And there's a book, I think by Steinbeck, called
right.
East of Eden.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Like, the more that we dig into shit like this, like the weird stories,
the
right?
weird stuff.
And the more like you catch these little... Offshoot references.
Culture.
Yeah.
Pop culture
stuff. And I'm like,
stuff.
Jesus Christ, we could spend all year just going through this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I feel.
You can see why I was like, yeah, Job, blah, blah, blah. That's
yeah,
a conversation.
Yeah.
Anyways, Leviathan. So later Jewish sources will describe Leviathan as a dragon who lives over the sources of the deep.
Okay.
Okay. When the Jewish Midrash was being composed, all of the different writings of the Midrash were being composed.
Yeah.
It was held that God originally produced a male and a female Leviathan.
Oh.
But lest in multiplying the species should destroy the world, he slew the female, reserving her flesh for the banquet that will be given to the righteous on the advent of the Messiah.
Damn, he must have some really good preservation of meat
methods. He salted that shit good.
Because it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Jesus.
But he made them and then was like, wait, never mind.
Right, yeah.
I thought God didn't make mistakes, but apparently he did with the Leviathan.
But it's not specifically in the Bible.
Right.
And that's what some people would say. Like, well, God didn't say it. It's not in the Bible. Well,
some of the later Jewish people believe that. So. Right.
Half the shit they quote, though, sometimes isn't in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So
I know.
I don't really take much credit.
No.
Or whatever.
Credence, yeah. So in another story, when the Leviathan is hungry, he sends forth from his mouth a heat so great as to make all the waters of the deep boil. And if he would put his head into paradise, no living creature could endure the odor of him.
The odor?
The odor.
Stinks so fucking bad.
Yeah. Damn. His abode is the Mediterranean Sea, and the waters of the Jordan fall into his mouth.
Oh. This reminded me not to go swimming in the Mediterranean Sea then, I guess.
Exactly. Don't go there. I swam in the Mediterranean and I never saw.
You didn't know that he was there.
I never saw anything that was weird or big or anything like that. Yeah, just
no,
so you know.
No giant Leviathan?
No.
Nothing stink?
No.
No.
I take that back. Kind of, but it's just because the area, the water, how do I want to say this? Because it's like an inland, it's not like an ocean where everything can wash in and out, right?
Ah, okay.
It's the Mediterranean, it like traps stuff
stagnant.
There. It somewhat, yeah. Like it flows, but it is kind of stagnant.
Got
so it smelled very heavily of sea. And salt water, sea, and all of the brine and stuff that comes with that.
Sure.
So toward that end, a lot of people don't like that smell. And so you might think that it stinks. I didn't take it to be a stink. It's a very sulfuric, similar smell.
Okay.
So I didn't mind it.
Sure.
But some people might think that stinks.
Got it.
It's all a matter of taste. Okay. Oh, you know how I said that he's got like this huge mouth, right? And that the waters of the Jordan flow into it?
Yeah.
Like that's where the idea of the hell mouth comes from. Like, do you remember in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they lived on a hell mouth? Like,
yes.
Okay. That is actually a thing that was referenced in this article I was reading. That,
got it.
Like, that's where Buffy the Vampire Slayer
came from
the hell mouth of the Leviathan.
Got it.
So it's not like Joss Whedon just came up with the idea of Hellmouth. He saw Hellmouth.
The idea was already there.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where that comes from. In a legend recorded in the Midrash, a different legend, it is stated that the fish that swallowed Jonah, have you heard of Jonah and the Whale?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a band, I think, but...
it's also a story in the Bible.
Yeah. The fish that swallowed Jonah narrowly avoided being eaten by the Leviathan, which eats one whale each day.
Damn. That's...
So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say other than if that Leviathan had eaten that whale wouldn't have swallowed Jonah.
Right.
And we haven't got to that story yet, but that's another silly story.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, Jonah stayed alive inside that whale, and I don't think that's something that happened.
That would not have happened, yeah. Mm-mm, no. Mm-mm.
Okay, Leviathan can also be used as an image of the devil.
Seems like everything bad
everything
can be used
is
as
the
an image
devil.
Of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't surprise me.
Well, the reason that he is because he endangers God's creatures as well as God's creation. He endangers God's creatures by attempting to eat them, obviously.
Right.
And he endangers God's creation by threatening it with upheaval in the waters of chaos.
But God created them.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Why
would God create something that could fuck with them?
Why did God create two and then kill one?
Right.
I don't know.
But if he can kill the one, couldn't he kill the other?
He could.
So he can't really fuck with them if he doesn't want it to.
Right.
Unless... Whatever.
He kind of wants it to.
Yeah.
He likes the drama of the battle.
Apparently.
I don't know. So, okay, now I'm going to say a few things about different people that have written about it, okay?
Okay.
So, St. Jerome wrote that this is the dragon that was cast out of paradise, that beguiled Eve, and is permitted in this world to make sport of us.
Wait, so this is the serpent from...
Yeah, this Leviathan is a different form of the serpent.
Oh, okay.
It's the serpent is a smaller reflection of the Leviathan.
Okay.
It, like, it comes in many forms, you know, because...
But apparently, serpent, there's, but also there's only one.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
So, okay. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Okay, the next two things I'm going to say... I had to reframe so fucking hard. Like, I had to hit the back button before I went down more rabbit holes.
Got it.
Okay. Thomas Aquinas. Oh, no, I just said that one. No, I didn't. Thomas Aquinas described Leviathan as one of the seven princes of hell.
Ah.
What? Princes of hell, huh?
Yeah.
Apparently. What?
Well, but... That's referenced in Supernatural that we watched.
Well, yeah, but I thought they were making that shit up.
Yeah.
So, once again, pop culture is digging into the darker parts of the
right.
not in the Bible stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? There's seven princes of hell? So, that's another thing that someday we gotta
get into.
Obviously,
somebody else in Hollywood was like, you gotta read the Bible and the related shit because there's so much there. It's a gold mine.
The Bible's okay, but it's that related. It's those rabbit holes, man. I'm telling
you. Right, right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Uh-huh.
The Satanic Bible, which is, there is a book called The Satanic Bible.
Right.
It lists Leviathan as one of the four crown princes of hell.
Hmm.
So there are seven princes of hell and there are four crown princes of hell.
Okay.
What the fuck? I ask unto thee.
I don't know.
So we got to get into those someday.
Yeah.
Okay. In some Gnostic, am I saying that right? G-N-O-S-T-I-C?
I think
Gnostic. Gnostic.
I think it's Gnostic.
Yeah. Gnostic sects.
Yeah.
The Leviathan appears as an Ouroboros, separating the divine realm from humanity by enveloping or permeating the material world.
Mm.
And an Ouroboros, of course, is a snake eating its own tail. And then flipped inside out so that it resembles the symbol of infinity.
Got it.
Which is like a sideways eight, if you're trying to imagine what I'm describing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so there's some other things that wrote about Leviathan and what it means to them.
Okay, okay? Yep.
Finally, we're going to end here on just a kind of boring note.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some 19th century scholars pragmatically interpreted the term Leviathan as referring to large aquatic creatures such as a crocodile.
That's dumb.
That makes better sense.
That's no fun.
And the behemoth as a hippopotamus. That's so boring.
It's so boring.
Right? I told you.
No, the story's better.
Yeah. And the word later came to be used as a term for great whale and for sea monsters in general.
Got it. So okay.
That is how we use it today.
All right. So there was our Q&A.
Our Q&A
and
over
all
rabbit
about
holes.
Leviathans, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hope you guys enjoyed that.
I did.
I did.
I want to go learn about crown princes and princes of hell.
I know.
Hell,
so much there.
I want to go.
Seven deadly sins.
Yeah. The seven deadly sins. I want to go learn all about all that
stuff. Yeah. That was interesting. All right, so that was our Q&A. I think we're going to try to put out a Patreon episode on Sunday.
Yes.
And then we'll be back on Monday with...
Job, chapter 6.
And one thing I got to mention. I did not do our weekly replay
last week,
so I'm going to be putting out two weekly replays this weekend. One for last week and then one for this.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that does the weeklies, I do sincerely apologize for not getting that out, but it will be coming. And then we'll
of course you won't hear it until
right. Yeah. Yeah. unless you've been listening to the dailies just to be like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
But, in case you missed it, we apologize and it'll be coming.
Yep.
So, all right. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.